Pasuk we continue today in Siman Pei Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch writes, this is on page 230. Siman Pei Gimel Sif Hei. Bnei Adam Sheishlam Safsal Nokov, the Nifnim Lif Alav. So the situation over here that Shulchan Aruch is referring to, people who have a bench, and the bench has a hole in it. You sit on top of the hole, and a person defecates. So really what he's referring to over here is like a commode. I mean, it's a toilet that he's referring to. We're going to see why it's more like a commode in just a moment. So, mutar likros kriya shema kinegdo. One is permitted to go ahead and recite kriya shema while standing opposite this area. Now, the logic behind this, look at the Mishnah Berura. He says, before we get to the Mishnah Berura, kevan she'in hatsoa al hanekev, v'gam in hagraf tachas hanekev. First of all, because there's no excrement by the hole itself, and the excrement is not even beneath the hole either, meaning it drops down into a deeper area. Furthermore, the opening itself is always covered with a board. And the Rama comments, in general, the Rama says that any time where we go ahead and you recite Shema in a place where you're not really supposed to recite Shema, then halacha lemaaseh you have to go back and repeat it again. So the Mishnah Berura comments on this, and he says in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Kriya Shema Kinegdo, Sfirle de Inglo Din Beis Hakise Yashan, the Kamulam de Asur Lefanad Lo Einov, Afilo Pino Menu Atzoa, Elorak Din Bayis Shezmil Le Beis Hakise Kim Borm Sif Beis, Kevan Sheina Lov Tzoa Me Olam, The graph in Ome Tachtov Kim Beis Hatzorech. So the Mishnah Berura says that the Mechaber's opinion is that this commode or this toilet doesn't really have the status of a Beis Hakise Yashan, of an old bathroom, so to speak, since again there's never any excrement on the top and it's not visible right now. However, he writes about Harbi Achronim Cholkin Alov Usvirlu Yeshlo Din Beis Hakise Yashan Kevan Shenifnin Alov. Al King Sarach Lizar Kishrot Zalikros Kreshman Lispala Olodabe Eze Divre Kidusha Shiotzi Akise Mea Bais Oshia Amidehu Nila Acharav Dalit Amos Oshia Chasa Kolakise Bebeget Obedover Acher Athiluhu Naki Veinbo Ruachra Vein Hagraf Ome Tachtov Umchusalamala Ben Hanekev Bedat. This is actually quite interesting. So the Mishnah Berura says, however, many are Machmir. Many are machmir, and therefore say that one should not recite Shema, one should not daven, and one should not recite Divrei Kiddusha, ultimately in the presence of this commode, of this toilet. So therefore, again, he writes, So, halacha lemaisa, the way the halacha really paskins is that even in the presence of this commode, or of this portable toilet, and certainly a toilet itself, one should not go ahead and recite Kriya Shema or Dover Shebek Dusha. So what's interesting is the following. There's an interesting discussion among the contemporary poskim. This is brought down in the footnote 24 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berura, as to whether or not a home bathroom, because remember, in our bathrooms with modern day plumbing, tsoa does not remain there, it's flushed down. Furthermore, there's no bad smell. So the shaila is, does it have the status of a beis hakise or not? So the majority opinion is that our bathrooms still have the din of a beis hakise, and therefore halacha lemaisa, one should certainly not recite Shema or tefillah inside, or even, again, even if there's no order, or really even directly looking into it. So, lemaisa, again, one should really treat even a contemporary beis hakise, even a contemporary bathroom, like the halachic beis hakise as well. We now begin Siman Pei Dalet. Merchatz Chadash, a new bathhouse, shelo rachatzu bo, that has not yet been used for bathing, mutar likros bo. One is permitted to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema inside the new bathhouse. So the Mishnah Berura comments on this, and he says, "Mutar likros sifkon beis va'af al gab de beis hakise kaimalon le'el b'simen pei gimel sif beis de aser al yedei hazmana ba'alma shine beis hakise demos tvei." Now, what the Mishnah Berura is pointing out is this seems to stand in contradistinction to the halacha we learned yesterday, because yesterday we pointed out the idea that a beis hakise, a bathroom, even if it has not yet actively been used, you still can't say Shema inside of it. But yet, a beis hamerchatz, a bathhouse, if it has not yet been used, you are permitted to go ahead and recite Shema inside of it. And the Mishnah Berura explains the difference is because a beis hakise, a bathroom, is inherently mos, it's inherently disgusting. Even if it has not yet been used, just simple designation as a bathroom by definition endows it with some level of ma'os identity, and therefore, again, one may not recite Shema on the inside. On the other hand, the Beis HaMerchatz really only becomes somewhat dirty or ma'os only after it's been used. But before it's been used, one is, even though it's been actively designated as a Beis HaMerchatz, one is still permitted to recite Shema inside of it. All right, so we will stop over here. Mir Hashem will continue with the rest of Sif Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.